around the Caribbean, son. Quickly, let's let me inform you that if you'd like to write to us, you write to Tell Iowa, T-E-L-L-I-W-E, at rcistlucia.com. Tell Iowa at rcistlucia.com. Believe me when I say to you, we'd love to read and discuss your story, your situation right here on the program, Letla on RCI. So send it, deliver it, do what you have to do, but make sure we get it. Letla on RCI. Folks, just let me let you know that Letla is written E for everyone. So be very careful with your contribution. Don't say anything that you don't want the children to hear on Letla, because they listen as well. Folks, the number you need to dial is 452-3046-1758-452-3046. Tune down the volume on your radio, your whatever, your smart speaker, whatever device you're listening to us on. Just tune down the volume. When you're calling, want to hear you loud and clear. First time callers, guys. So all you need to say is first time caller, then call. Then go ahead with your contribution. Call. And then go ahead with your contribution. Call, say, first-time caller, then go ahead with your contribution. Now, those of you who are listening, come on, man. You've never called this program before, but you listen all the time. Come on, today's your day. Today is that day. Let's get into straight into this afternoon's letter. All right? This afternoon, it is a gentleman who has written, and you all know when I go through them letters, I see fellas write letter, I read in it. Nah, Lehman. Okay, and his letter reads, Rankin, after I do all that work troubling the girl, because I try so hard for months, I was trying to talk to her every day because I was determined for us to get to know each other better. And I wanted her to get comfortable with me, because I wanted that girl to go out with me. I used to bring her lunch at work. I even sent her flowers a couple of times. She gave me trouble, eh? But then she said, yes, we go in. Ladies, you know how good that feels when you say yes. So, Rankin, I set up myself. I book a guest house. I well prepared because my intention is to get it good. One thing, eh? Anyway, first time going out together, I had done plan how the night would go. I bringing her out for a little while for drinks, maybe go dancing for a little while, then take her to the guest house. Rankin, the girl called me twice to remind me that we still on. Casa, I smile. She tell me come and pick her up about it. Casa Rankin, I was on time. I tell myself that girl must be ready to give me everything. Casa Rankin, when I reach at the girl home, the girl have two other girls with her. She asked me if I can give her friend a ride somewhere because that's on our way to where we're going. I said, no problem. Thinking both of them girls going down, only one of them came out. Oh, man. They make me drop the girl in a hole to go and check her man. The other girl was still in the car. Casa, the girl stay with us. I was so vexed, Rankin boy, can imagine. I want to show my friend I vexed her, but oi, I blew. I cursing, what? Plus when we get to the place, music playing, Rankin, and I want to dance with my friend, but boy, that other girl is a problem. Casa, I want my friend to get more comfortable with me. That's why we came out. Plus, I had plans to do other things when we leave the place. Now, my friend making the effort to talk to me and get me involved in the conversation with she and the other girl and the other girl. But Gasa is chups alone, I chups in. And you mean to tell me, you know your friend out with a fella. You are seeing for you to move there and give the girl a chance to be alone with a friend. Come on, I agree. Rankin, if you see my friend, the girl looking well. I couldn't wait to spend quality time alone with that girl. Bruh! Oi! I was so disappointed. When we left the place, my friend just wanted to go home. You see the same thing? See the same thing, Zimo?
Yeah.
Now, Rankin, all the time I there, still trying to figure out how I getting my friend to go to the guest house with me. But boy, how I get nothing and that's a Rankin. And what you see, you say, I never reach guest house, huh? She saw I was disappointed with the way things went because I make her see I was not happy. and she still had tell me nothing. Bruh, woo! I said maybe she did not want to make things worse. But I asked her when we going out again, and she tell me she will let me know. But ever since that happened, I check on her once to ask her if she's okay. She replied, and after that, we ain't speak yet. It over a week already. What?
Wow.
But Gasa, why them girls doing that? Ranking the friend never left her side to give us a chance to be a loner. Why? Ranking, and that really messed me up, Gasa. What I want to know is why she bring the friend there. And worse yet, not even tell me she bring in somebody. Mm-hmm. Would it be okay to tell her, no, you can't bring nobody, it's only me and you going? Because I went all out to make arrangements and plans for the two of us to spend time alone together. Did I do the right thing? Will I get another chance? Bro, let me run again. Before you call 452-3046. Ronkin, after I do all that work troubling the girl, that's why I try so hard for months. I was trying to talk to her every day because I was determined for us to get to know each other better. And I wanted her to get comfortable with me because I wanted that girl to go out with me. I used to bring her lunch at work. I even sent her flowers, a couple of... Them girls really romantic, eh?
Yeah.
Why? I sent her flowers a couple of times. She give me trouble, eh? But then she said, yes, we go in. I could imagine how I must have felt after all that trouble with girl, yes? So, Rankin, I set up myself. I book a guest house. I well prepare because my intention is to get it good. First time going out together. I done plan how the night would go. I bring her out for a little while for drinks, maybe go dancing for a little while, then take her to the guest house, drinking. The girl called me twice to remind me that we're still on. Gasa, I smile. She tell me come and pick her up about 8. Gasa, Runkin, I was on time. I tell myself that girl must be ready to give me everything. Gasa, Runkin, when I reach at the girl home, the girl have 2 other girls with her. She asked me if I can give her friend a ride somewhere because that's on our way to where we're going. I said, no problem, thinking both of them girls going down. Only one of them came out. They make me drop the girl in a hole to go and check her man. The other girl was still in the car.
Go down, go down.
Yeah.
Go
you not tell her go down?
Go down, boy. You are going down too, man. Ask him smart. You are going down too,
man. I said the girl stay with us. I was so vexed, eh, Runkin. I don't want to show my friend I vexed, eh? But, oi, I blew. I cuss. How much? You know, plus when we get to the place, music playing, Runkin, and I want to dance with my friend, but boy, that other girl is a problem. As I want my friend to get more comfortable with me, that's why we came out. Plus, I had plans to do other things when we leave the place. Now, my friend making the effort to talk to me and get me involved in the conversation with she and the other girl. But Gasa, chups, but why you chups in party? Come on, man.
But that one serve is a... Anyway,
yes,
go on.
Nobody go. But... And you mean to tell me, you know your friend out with a fella. You are seeing for you to move there. And give the girl, okay, so made vex the girl there, see, for made vex.
Yeah.
Huh? You know your friend out with a fella, you ain't seen for you to move there and give the girl a chance to be alone with her friend. Rangan, if you see my friend, the girl looking well. I couldn't wait to spend some quality time alone with that girl. I was so disappointed. When we left the place, my friend just wanted to go home. Now, Rangan, only time I there. I still try to figure out how I get in my friend to go to the guest house with me, but boy, I ain't get nothing, Runkin. I never see guest house. Huh? She saw I was disappointed with the way things went because I make her see I was not happy, and she still tell me nothing. I say maybe she did not want to make things worse, but I ask her when we going out again, and she tell me she will let me know. But ever since that happened, I check on her once to ask her if she's okay. She replied, and after that, we ain't speak yet. It over a week already. But Gasa, why them girls doing that? Runkin, the friend never left her side to give us a chance to be alone. Why? Runkin, and that really messed me up, Gasa. What I want to know is why she bring the friend, and worse yet, not even tell me she bring in somebody. Would it be okay to tell her, no, you can't bring nobody. It's only me and you going? Because I went all out to make arrangements and plans for the two of us to spend time alone together. Did I do the right thing? will I get another chance? But let me go straight to the phone. We already have a caller online. Good afternoon. Oh, she was holding for so long, or he was holding for so long, man. 4523046 is the number to call. Let me go back to the phone. Let's see. Hello. Whoa. That is me, man. I suspect it might be me callers. I suspect it may. Let me just do it properly. Let me just see that there. Okay. Good afternoon. Letla, you there?
Hi, good afternoon, Team RC. How are you?
Hey!
What's up, guys?
What about you?
I'm fine.
You okay?
Why? Yeah. Right, sir. You can't be more serious than that. Let me ask you a question. What were you going to do in the gatehouse? May I ask? Ever answer that. C4, answer that.
Get to know
because
each.
Because your men have too much vice.
Hear that?
You have too much
truth. But you allow me to answer you.
Well, go ahead, answer.
To yeah, get good. To know each other better.
But I thought we were going out to have a little cool time. Maybe have dinner. Of course, we could have gotten to know each other from there.
We could have gotten to know each other from there?
Well, but we went out, so we could have been talking. Let's okay. We went to dinner. We'll be talking, getting to know each other. It doesn't have to be.
We are talking to each other because guess why we're not talking? You are here, they were not talking to each other, man. And you are here, why?
Well, I said it was that female aware that you was taking her to the guest house.
But you didn't have
from
time
what
to
what I'm thinking, right, sir, your plan was for you to knock it. That was your plan. And I like what happened. All men have to learn.
No.
She's right. The other person should have gone to the one with her man. The other person should have come too. And you cannot tell me you want that because you blew it. So, okay.
Kola, listen to me. Kola, if I ask you to go out and stuff, you'll bring somebody else with you?
No, listen, no. But apparently she maybe had an idea. Maybe through their communication and stuff. She maybe had an idea. Maybe want to stick with me and sing already. So she maybe had an idea.
Of course,
that's a big people out there. Yeah.
But you cannot tell me that's our first outing, and that's what you program for.
But caller, how you know what the people discuss? How you like that? No, that is wrong, caller. Caller,
that is not wrong. I was.
Oh, that's good,
caller.
That's good.
Yes.
Okay, we going out. Fine, I understand that. She said that brought the friend. They were going out. But I'm saying she maybe had an idea that something like that would have happened.
So she can just say no.
She goes along the friend to cock block the whole situation.
She could just say no. But she can just say no.
No for what?
I mean no for what?
Right now, right, sir? You better cool down yourself for me, please. Because if you had plans, that's the girl you want to be with. Okay, guess how that door come. Let that come along the way. Then that's not the first thing for you to be thinking of. That's the first time going out, you'll go to
Colour,
dinner,
what, you're
going to
what you say, when you say that's the first thing,
and fine.
When you say that's not the first thing you should be thinking of.
The only thing the caller begs for, because the girl was there to cock block him, because he didn't get to go in the guest house.
Oh, I don't even know that.
Caller, let me ask you a question, and this is a very serious question.
Go ahead.
What if he had said to her, no? That you cannot bring your friends. I didn't come here for that.
Well, okay. If he has, wouldn't have been a problem. Can I just, said to her, you know, it's supposed to be a night for the two of us. We're going to dinner, fine. Okay, that's understandable.
Yeah, but she asked him on a ride for a friend. She never asked him on for a friend to stay there.
One went down, and the other one maybe had plans to come in for also.
Uka
but
peg.
I think she brought the friend along, eh?
Right. Peg the Bible,
now, Paula, the book, is that right? Is that something that one should practice?
You're not understanding. I said it is not about the same time in that situation that day. She did the right thing. And that's what I said. I'm sticking by that.
They are major what?
Because the man had plans to do otherwise. Why? Okay, we go to dinner. Why you want to be in the guest house and do what? Not them thinking people are doing guest house. The man, we're not just going out and guest house and just sit down there and talk.
But you're not a date caller.
Dinner table already. That making sense?
Well, let me ask you.
And he blew vex again.
Let me ask you another question.
You want that vehicle that I seen your mouth how long? I causing everything.
Listen,
chop me at my home one time.
Well, listen to me. Let me ask you another serious question. Do you get excited, or do women get excited when they're going out with a guy for the first time?
Of course, Ira. You feel the butterflies in your chest, you know.
Wow. So, and at that point, what are you all willing to do at that point?
Just go out, we have a few drinks, we talk, we get to know each other. That's it. Nothing more.
Mm-mm. With the butterflies in your belly. Move there. That's you. You have butterflies in your belly.
Every day.
Call her. Butter, you don't mean that. You have butterflies in your belly and it's chinkle when you're drinking. Yeah, that's how you're moving.
But I was mentioned, it's our first time going out. So, you know, you want to see what the person, you know, how to say. Like, you know, that's the first time we're speaking face to face. We communicate here, we're laughing.
Yeah, but the man didn't get that chance.
I beg your pardon?
He didn't get that chance.
Because he had more to that. He had more.
Yeah, your friend mashed up the whole vibe.
But like I said, I believe that maybe through the communication they had before, she maybe had a feeling that something like that would have gone up.
That's not good.
That is why
she made him feel that way. So he did
that. Side chick.
So call her.
But I don't. Okay, the only thing I'm seeing that she did wrong was that, you know, okay, if all three of us were there together, I think she could give me a little dance, a little, you know, combine my little time, you know, give me a little dance. But apparently, it looks like she's stuck by her friend throughout.
As I'm moving,
that's what I'm going to do. But that's nothing to worry about. That's a little something. But like I'm saying, she rather than like what she do.
So, Kola, what if he had left them there?
Yeah, women don't have their vex money. So, Kola, make her wrong.
So, hear that.
She didn't see each other home. All up to you now.
So you're saying that probably she was expecting something like that to happen?
Yes, that's why she brought the friend along.
That is games, that is.
So, Kola, wait. When you're going out...
you see you personally...
Listen to me. Kola, wait, Kola. So, when you go out, you will expect these things to happen. So, you will walk with money, even the event.
Of course. You know everything, you selfie.
No, Kola.
Okay, let's say, if I'm speaking to you, Iowa, and then you've been telling me, we're going to meet up, I'll make love to you. Obviously, I'm thinking, if a day we go out, that means that's an experience, you know?
So if somebody, hold on. So if the person, you've been talking to the person and that you have an idea of that the person is about, why would you go out to the person in the first place if you're not interested in that?
First time, you said you want to take me out for dinner and stuff, nothing wrong in that.
They fool your belly, Kola, give you food to eat.
Nothing wrong in that.
Kola, I just want to know, you to take note of something, eh? You see how far he went, he got prepared, he made plans, you know, he went
out. The only reason why he had planned, he had excited, he had overwhelmed.
Yeah, Kola, yeah. And generally, that's how, Kola, listen to me. Some of us may not go as far as looking to go in guest house and them kind of thing.
But that man, what plan was about?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, some of us may not go as far to get a guest house and thing. But this is how excited we are when we're taking you guys out. And you'll have to take note of these things. Why you want to bring three people with you when I come in to take you out and you never
said... She didn't bring three people. She brought two. She brought one person behind her. The girl. One person she brought.
Doesn't matter. That's one too many, sir. That's one too many. You never said that you were bringing somebody.
You ever know the man pocket gas, sir?
But you never told me you wanted to take me to the guest house? The girlfriend had her money. You always say what you want.
My book, I'm going to order glow to sell.
The girl had her money. They order. So, Kola, why are you vexed? Why are you blue vexed?
I would have been vexed too.
Yeah, man, I would have been upset.
You know, you're being upset?
But that's disrespectful.
What disrespectful is
this
for?
It is disrespectful.
If I was I'm being disrespectful.
It's been disrespectful because the guy was trying to have a private date with he and his significant other, the person he like to see, the person he want to spend time with.
All right, Kola, do you think there's a chance between the two?
Of course.
Did he do the right thing, dude?
It looks like he's very aggressive.
Very
need to tone down himself.
Let me see it. The beginning.
Well,
because that little situation can't get you back so much.
Well,
you need to organize himself first.
You get nothing.
You can just speak to her. Say, you know, I wasn't pleased. You know, you plan to go somewhere, then you brought your friend. Speak to her in a polite manner and hear what she has to say. Maybe you can go to dinner again.
Well, if that were you, how would you feel if you had gotten that kind of response from him? How would you feel? You bring your friend. You should not have done that to me. Why you bring your friends? I didn't even get a chance to be with you. What would your response
be? I'd be like, okay. And maybe I'd say, don't worry, I'll give a story. I'll give my story, and maybe you don't understand the whole situation. But writer, I said what I told. I said what I said to you, and that is it.
Hey! Thank you very much for your contribution, caller 4523046. But I'll tell you something, though. It says a lot about this guy, the fact that he chose to bring all three of them wherever. It says a lot about him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the fact that he was asked to bring the other one, and whether he did it, and he still went out to the two of them. That says a lot about you, bruh.
Yeah.
Because some fellas will tell you straight, I ain't doing that. Good afternoon. Let us hear you on the air.
Hello, good afternoon, Iwa.
Hi, good afternoon. Doing, good afternoon.
First time caller.
Hey. Thank you, first time caller. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Iwa, my take on that is that the girl just went out with him just to pay him back for the flowers and whatever he did for her.
What?
But then, like, she bringing a friend along, that means she didn't want to go anywhere
else
with him alone.
Yes.
Mm.
So she just went with him just to pay him back for the gestures he made before. But the girl don't want to have a relationship with him, no.
I just said that.
Yeah. Excuse me?
What do you say? She should have just said that.
Yeah, she should have
said
that.
Yeah, I know. She should have said it. She just leading him on. She doesn't want to have a relationship with him.
Do you think?
Because if she wanted to have a relationship with him, she wouldn't even tell the friend she was going anywhere with the fella.
Kola, would she have gone if he had... would she have gone if he had said to her, let me tell you, Nylon, I just want to take you out alone.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you very much. I don't know if she was hearing me, I don't know. But, listeners, do you think she would have still gone on that date with him if he had said to her, look, man, you know, I didn't come here to take you and your friends out. I came to take you out. I could drop both of them, you know, wherever.
They were going, yeah.
Yeah, and the two of us go. Do you think that she would have gone? You think that she would still say, yeah, okay, let's go? Or would she have gotten upset and say, nah, but why you don't want me to bring my friends and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
I wonder what type of person she is. Is this really the truth? Did she bring that person because she didn't want... Did she bring the other friend because she really, really didn't want anything else to happen between the two of them? She didn't want to risk it. She didn't want to take the chance that mate would have tried something on her. Is that the real reason for the friend being there? Or the friend, she just wanted to take her friend out because, you know, it's a friend. And there are some girls like that. But there are girls who also recognize that, hey, boy, boy, Beyonce out with her friend. Let me give Beyonce a little space. She and the guy, maybe let me just go by the bar, go for a walk or go for something. At least give her at least a little couple of minutes, you know.
Pastor,
you stand up the whole night, baby girl. Let Lana CI, good afternoon. You are on the air.
Oh man,
sorry about that. 4523046 is the number to call. Let us know what is on your mind with regards to this afternoon's letter. He's asking, did he do the right thing by taking all three of them out? I don't know what C4's take is on that, whether or not he did the right thing by bringing it. I would have maybe done the same thing and bring all three of them out, but you would have seen that I was disappointed and that... You know,
it would feel some type of way because, I mean, after all that preparation, you know, sometimes the reservation you try and book there, that was probably booked out already.
Yeah, because it's for the two of us, the two ladies. You know? Why are you doing that? You know me, we may just rather you say, sir, I am not going anywhere with you. I am not going anywhere with you until maybe you feel like, okay, you feel comfortable enough that you want to take a chance. But you're bringing people out and all night. We're supposed to be together, you know. It is supposed to be a getting to know you process.
Right.
And you have somebody else there standing by you, you know, for the entire first date again. I said, what is, why? And that's what he's asking. Why is it that ladies do that? Why do you all do that? Can any one of you answer this question? Why? Rankin, the friend never left her side to give us a chance to be alone together. I would have been disappointed. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe even a little bit upset. Because that was not the plan. That was really not the plan. And ladies, you need to know, and I need to really drive that point home. Let's take a call first. Good afternoon. Let Lana CI, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Hello, good afternoon, Iwa.
Hi. Why are you doing that? Why? Why are you doing that?
The girl and her friend had already planned the whole situation already.
You see, worse
the yet. Girl did not want to be the fella alone. That is why she brought the friend with her. And the fella making all arrangements before. He was anticipating something different from what the girl had in her mind. Because he already planned guest house. He already do this. The girl didn't want that. The girl knew his intention already, so that's why she bring her friend along with
why
her.
Why do you think she knew? Maybe it's because of what they've been
discussing. Why did what?
Why do you think she knew what his intention was?
Yeah, because he
what they've been discussing.
Taking her out, going out and all kind of things. The girl done read his mind already. Women not stupid, are you?
No, well then say that. Say we're not doing that. Say I'm not going with you. Yeah. Or state clearly what you willing to do. We're going out together.
Yeah, she should have come. Because if when he saw the girl brought her friend, he should have pulled her aside and tell her, but is you are you taking out? Why you bring your friend? He should have tell her that.
Connor, if that were you.
And then he would have seen her reaction when he tell her that.
Now, Connor, if that were you, would you have still gone? Would you still come?
No, but if he asked me out, I know it's he and I alone not going. I'd have to bring no friend if I'm interested too. I wouldn't bring a friend.
Yeah, but
my friend wouldn't even know I'm going anywhere.
And I call her. So even if you tried to bring a friend then, and he said to you, "I said, well,
if I try to bring a friend,
yeah, if you try, like if your intention
was, I wouldn't bring no friend. If I'm interested in the person, I'm not bringing no friend. Why I bringing a friend?
Because you're not interested. You just wanted to go out for a good time. You and your friends.
The woman didn't want to be with the man, so she bring her friend. If she wasn't interested, she wouldn't bring no friend with her.
So she just was out for a good time with her.
Yeah,
friend.
She would just go out with the fella. She wouldn't bring friend behind her. Why she bring a friend?
I don't know. Why they bring
in friends?
Just
so you bring a friend, a man ask you how you bring in friend. The man bring in flowers, so you bring in this, so you bring in that one. So she don't trust the man to be alone with the man.
Oh, man.
Just so is the girl.
Connor, do you all get as excited as we do when you're going on a first date with somebody?
No, but I want the women to be excited too, especially if they want the man they're going out with. They just be excited. They just be excited more than the money.
So, Connor, if I go out with a lady and she's not excited when I'm with her, you know, good? For the first time. If I go out with a lady for the first time, first date, mm-hmm. and I realize she's not excited mm-hmm. to be around me, it is not good. I won't get anywhere?
No, I don't think so, Iowa.
How do y'all show? So. By the way, how do y'all show that y'all are excited?
Iowa.
Connor,
let me make you understand something. When a man asks a woman out, mm-hmm. she really wants to be with that man, she just be excited.
Right, but
she
wants to.
She don't want no body. She don't want no food will with her. Is she on the man? She don't want no other person with her. You understand what I'm telling you, Iowa?
Right.
She's not bringing no friends. She's not bringing no mother. She's not bringing no sister. She's not bringing nobody. Is she on the man? But when you see they don't want the man, they're going to bring a whole set of people behind them because they're saying, oh, let's go and eat his money. He has money to spend, let's go and eat it. So that's why they're bringing their friends.
And you know the man spending money and flowers.
Right,
and
bye-bye, Iwa.
Thank you, Kola. Thank you very much. Thank you. You see what we go through? And that's why I tell you, I'm happy when the guys write letter because we need to understand. Fellas, let me tell you, that's how you all know. Okay,
yeah.
We need to understand these things. When you go out, be clear. You know, make sure you're clear on what is it that she wants to do, and be clear. Hey, even I wonder if it is good. Ladies, tell me. Should we ask y'all? So you bringing anybody with you? I wonder if we should do that, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder if we should ask y'all whether or not you're bringing a friend with you and that sort of thing. I wonder how would y'all feel about that if we go as far as saying that's how so whatever you being. And if we said to you, no, you can't bring anybody with you, it's just us going, how would y'all feel, ladies? Would that be okay? And he's asking, did he do the right thing by bringing all of them wherever it is that they wanted to go? Did he do the right thing? I think he did. Bro, I think for that day, you know, I applaud you. Give them a ride. Whenever they want to go, let them go. You know? And but we need to be clear as to what is it that we're doing on that night. And both parties need to be clear before you go and spend money, you know, making all kind of preparations and things, doing all sorts of things. So, bro, you know? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for holding. Letla, you on here.
Marci,
hey,
I don't even have a letter worth calling, but I'll call anyway because I want to play devil advocate this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So, if her friends didn't go, right? She went alone and alone with this guy. They dance, they talk, whatever. He tell her, I have somewhere to bring you, let's go. She goes, right? Because she left her home with this guy. Trust him enough to get into his car. And she gets to the guest house. And she tell him, no. If you getting upset that her friends are around, which, by the way, I think is stupid, but what, how would you react when this girl tell you no? You're making advances. You know what I'm saying? And now she's stuck. Have we ever thought about it like that? So I played devil's advocate because of that. Like, yeah. Look at it at that angle.
Yeah, but...
nothing. No, you understand what I'm saying? Like,
I understand you completely.
You've made plans. This is the first time you're taking this girl out. And your first plan is to book a guest house? You've been trying to wine and dine the girl first?
Well, that was in the pipeline, I guess.
Yeah, but wine and dine and then...
You understand?
Like, I mean, like one of your callers said, let it get there. See how she feels. Because generally, men can tell when they're around women if they can get it or not.
Yeah, but he didn't get the chance.
He didn't get the chance.
What he's saying is he did not get the chance to spend
okay,
time.
Okay, but hear that. So tell me, right? You did, if she didn't bring any friends, and again, I'm telling you that it was stupid of her to do. We'll get back to that. But if she didn't bring any friends and the night went okay and she just wanted to go home early, you waste your money on paying for a guest house. So you put in the cart before the horse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I agree. You should
not. Yeah, feel the girl out, go out, have a little sexy dance, touch her bum, see if she'll react. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, do
a little something.
Or tell her that is the plan. Or tell her, hey, after we do so and so, we go in so and so.
Yeah, she would never go out. Not a lot of women, and as much as a lot of women will not be able to handle that straight truth, number one. Number two, I think it's very forward to do that. People don't like to, again, it's think about it, right? It's a very uncomfortable thing to have to deal with when you know you're going out to get to know somebody and your plan is to get me in your bed. Like, let it happen naturally. You understand? It's always better if it takes its natural course versus you trying to force it. Because will you really hear anything I'm saying to you for the night? That's on your mind.
Yeah, and let's go. I find you really taking.
Yeah, exactly. You find drinks taking too long, food taking. How are you drinking so slow? That's on your mind. You understand? So
yeah.
That's why it's better you let things progress naturally. And I mean, she know what she was doing when she brought the friend. That friend was supposed to be a cock block.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And for a number of reasons, the vibe she picked up, like your first caller said, based on messages. And I'm not telling you, no, we can't be flirtatious. But if that's where she doesn't want to take it, she would bring a cock block.
But
you understand? Because we do get flirtatious and we do get a little, you know, nasty on messages. But
what does it say about the girl? You know,
again, it could be a young girl, it could be an older girl.
No, Colin, wait, I'm saying, what does this say about the girl not willing to explain to the guy, you know, not willing to explain to the guy that, okay, you know what, I am bringing a friend with me because of such and such and, you know, whatever the reason she has. What does that say about
okay,
her?
Okay, first of all, we don't do that. Okay, we're not bringing nobody on no dates with us. Who does that? Who? Give me one person you guys bring somebody on a date.
I don't know.
That's nonsense. So first of all, she don't have nobody asking, oh, is it okay I bring a friend? Did I say, oh, let's go out with friends? Then I'll bring a friend for your friend. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he himself should have said something to her. When he got there and he realized the girls were there, he should have simply said, hey.
But how would she have felt?
Good question. Are you dropping them somewhere? Are they going with us? Like, what's happening? And then make
them.
His decision. Yeah, how are you taking the
but
two?
How would you feel? Because you're friends. How would you feel? How would you feel?
Who?
Because they are your friends. The girl. I know. How would you feel at that point? Because they're your friends. You want them around for whatever reason. How would you
feel? But for what reason you want them around? They were just in the house, you know, talking to you. Tell them, oh, if that gain a little uncomfortable, I have a code I'll send for you. You know, come and rescue me or something like that. But to bring your friends, that's tacky. Like, she knew exactly what she was doing. We're not doing that in 2023. That doesn't make any sense. He needs to just move on from this girl. He'll not see her again. I can tell you that.
What?
He will spend his money. No. He will spend his money buying her gifts, sending her flowers, all kind of thing. But she's not going to go out with him again. And again, your whole reaction, right? Bring around my friend. You realize the friend is the cock block. It confirms what she probably already suspected based on their texts.
Myself don't have a plan B.
You man take the chance and bring everybody out and you say anything.
You can call for backup, but you shouldn't bring your backup.
What? Well, that's a mid.
If I go somewhere with somebody and I feel like I don't want to stay there, I make him somebody call my phone. I just send a quick message, call me. Hey, sorry, I have to leave an emergency.
Boy.
Everybody know that the tricks on how to get out of it.
I want your opinion on something, caller. I want to know, do ladies get as excited as men do when you go out, when you're going on a first date?
I guess, again, it depends. It depends on the person. I mean, if you have a genuine interest, and I think I can speak for a lot of people when I say this, if you have a genuine interest in the person that's taking you out, there's a level of excitement. Like, hands down, you're excited to see that person on the outside. You're excited to, you know, interact with them in public.
You're excited to what can happen on that night?
That too. I mean, again, to each his own. Sometimes it happens on the first night, and sometimes it doesn't. But nobody's judgeable. I'm not judging anybody, you understand? Again, it's how you feel. And that's what I was saying. Like, you feel naturally, you feel that's where it's going. Bruh, a quick phone call. I'm sure they have places that will take you as a walk-in. You didn't have to pre-book. Just feel out the night, see how it's going. But from the time he did not ask about these friends, he should have known he was in trouble. So.
Yeah, but Kuala, you shouldn't do that and say don't do that and tell, you know, the female listeners, don't do that ever. Stop that.
Bring their friends. Oh, we in 2023. I don't think anybody should do that. But men also should not be as eager. Allow things, and I'll say this for all the fellas that don't know. Allow things to take a natural course. Sometimes you dare, once you're vibing well, girls will not hold back. Trust me when I tell you that. And if they're holding back, is a role they're putting on. You understand? So.
I'm trying to follow you, caller. Don't tell me I'm playing dumb, huh?
You're always playing dumb, Iwa. Yeah. We know you.
When you say natural course, what are you talking about?
No, like naturally. Okay, you ever meet somebody and you just, your spirit take with them so well, like you felt like you know them forever?
Yes, it does happen.
Exactly. You just enjoy spending time around them. I single, you single. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. Like, we adults, who want to judge? You get what I'm saying? So allow it to get to that if you feel that. And there are women that it happens to. You go out, you just vibe with somebody, and then it happens. And then other times you feel like you should hold back for whatever reason. There's a hesitation. And so, I'll hold back. So let's do another date. You know, let me feel you out. And whatever the hesitation is, you're trying to work that out.
Kola, what I get that you're saying is, as a man, don't be the aggressor. Don't, you know, don't try anything. You know, just perhaps.
No, I wouldn't. Okay, so I'm not saying that. Men are natural aggressors, sorry. And so that's you, it's the hunt, right? Mm-hmm. That's your prey. That's the natural, you have to chase the girl. That's how it is. That's the cycle that we know, quote unquote, right? But don't push up. Especially if the vibe not there for you to push up, don't push up. Read her body language.
I can't read that.
What you mean you can't read?
How you read
you
that?
You can't tell somebody don't want you to touch their hand.
Who teach you how to do that? Read that.
What do you mean?
Who taught you how to read body?
Listen. That's one of the things that have been placed in our DNA that we don't need nobody to show us. You understand? You go somewhere and you your parts will tingle for the right people.
Now. So, we're keeping it clean. So, can I touch? I
know you're a smart man. And see, for back me up here, if you are understanding, right? Mm. You are a smart man. You go out with a lady, you will know when to touch and you'll know when to keep your hand. And there are ways to test the water without jumping in full blast to see if it's cold.
Yeah, facts.
Test the waters. You'll have to learn to do that. Read novels. Go, you understand?
Yeah,
do,
read the body.
Set your hand. Move and move from the hand to the forearm. Move from the
forearm to the shoulder. Let me just tell you something, you know.
You understand? Fellas take jail. One time.
Listen to me. Fellas take jail for reading body language.
Yeah, but fellas, that's the thing. You don't like to put your toe in the water.
Fellas want to jump whole suit.
You don't want to put your whole suit in the water.
When fellas read. Also, read wrong,
my taking too long.
Okay. Well, you see, y'all are just it's take it naturally. You know, some women will let you know. They'll be more forthcoming than others, and others they prefer that you take the lead on it. You understand? It's just don't jump in whole body first. Put your toe in, put your foot in. You know, take it nice and slow. Though y'all just want to go straight to grab the mama, straight to grab the, y'all want to touch a little shoulder, y'all want to, you know, maybe rub the little thigh and see, you understand?
Yeah, but again, women need to be aware of the messages that you're sending in, you know, try to send.
True, and you are very correct on that, because some women, they do, it's the mixed signals.
Yeah.
They hot, they cold, and you know, women wrong for that, the women that do it.
Thank you very much, Kola, you've been awesome as usual, you know? Yes, sir. Hey, let's take a quick break up, please, to acknowledge our sponsors. And when we come back, read the letter one more time and we continue to take your calls.
And my girl, you know what they say about Frustissimus, eh?
Partner, you know what they say about Frustissimus.
My girl, you know what they say about Frustissimus.
Boy, that Simos makes me scorenzi, you know.
So what do the experts say about Frustissimus? Apart from tasting great, Frustissimus is full of natural goodness your body needs. Simos is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. Simos is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Frustissimus. Unless you say something else.
Frustissimus, you know what they say.
Calling all ladies and kids. Access is thrilled to announce stunning new arrivals exclusively for you at our Baywalk location. Discover the latest fashion trends, exclusive designs, and must-have accessories that will elevate your style. And here's the best part. While you explore the new arrivals, our Cashreach brand still has a jaw-dropping 50% off. Yes, you heard it right. 50% off at our Cashreach brands for ladies and kids. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity. Visit our Baywalk store today and indulge in the fashion paradise that is Access. Happy shopping!
Thank you for remaining with us. This is Letland Radio Caribbean International, sponsored by Frustissimus, Mr. Seri and the team. Good afternoon to you. Thank you and our friends over at Access. Remember, when we reopen the line, the number is 452-3046. 1-758-452-3046. First time callers, please don't be shy. Don't be shy. Don't keep it to yourself. We know you have an opinion on love or this afternoon's letter. Share it with us. Before you call, let me just read that letter one more time if in the event you joined us late this afternoon. This afternoon, it is a fellow who has written and his letter reads, Rankin, after I do all that work troubling the girl, because I tried so hard for months. I was trying to talk to her every day because I was determined for us to get to know each other better. And I wanted her to get comfortable with me because I wanted that girl to go out with me. Yeah? I used to bring her lunch at work. I even sent her flowers a couple of times. She gave me trouble, eh? But then she said, yes, we're going. So, Rankin, I set up myself. I book a guest house. I well prepared because my intention is to get it good. First time going out together, I done plan how the night would go. I bring her out for a little while for drinks. Maybe go dancing for a little while and take her to the guest house. Rankin, the girl called me twice to remind me that we still on. Casa, I smile. She tell me, come and pick her up about 8. Casa, Rankin, I was on time. I tell myself that girl must be ready to give me everything. Casa, Rankin, when I reach at the girl home, the girl have two other girls with her. She asked me if I can give a friend a ride somewhere because that's on our way to where we're going. I said, no problem, thinking both of them girls going down. Only one of the girls came out. Only one. Come on, Anika. They make me drop the girl in a hole to go and check her man. The other girl was still in the car. I said, the girl stay with us. I was so vexed, Ronkin. I want to show my friend I vexed, but oi, I blew. I thought how much. Plus, when we get to the place, music playing, Ronkin, and I want to dance with my friend, but boy, that other girl is a problem. That's Eva.
Yeah.
As I want my friend to get more comfortable with me, that's why we came out. Plus, I had plans to do other things when we leave the place. Now, my friend making the effort to talk to me and get me involved in the conversation with she and the other girl. But Gasa is chups alone, I chups in, Ronkin. And you mean to tell me, you know your friend out with a fella, you are seen for you to move there and give the girl a chance to be alone with her friend? Ronkin, if you see my friend, the girl looking well, Ronkin. Hey, yeah. I don't know in St. Lucia, but anyway. I couldn't wait to spend quality time alone with that girl. I was so disappointed. When we left the place, my friend just wanted to go home. Now, Ronkin, all the time I die, still trying to figure out how I get my friend to go to the guest house with me. But boy, I get nothing, Ronkin. I get nothing. I reach no guest house, huh? She saw I was disappointed with the way things went. Because I make her see I was not happy, and she still tell me nothing. I say maybe she did not want to make things worse. But I ask her when we're going out again, and she tell me she will let me know. But Paddy, I call her say how I, boy. But ever since that happened, I check on her once to ask her if she's okay. She replied, and after that, we ain't speak yet. It's over a week already, Gasa. But Gasa, why them girls doing that? Ronkin, the friend never left her side to give us a chance to be a loner. Ronkin, and that really messed me up, Gasa. What I want to know is why she bring the friend? And worse yet, not even tell me she bring in somebody. Would it be okay to tell her, no, you can't bring nobody. It's only me and you going. Because I went all out and make arrangements and plans for the two of us to spend time alone together. Did I do the right thing? Will I get another chance? Let's go back to the phone. This person has been waiting. Good afternoon. Let Clown and Sia, you are on the air.
First time caller here.
Hey! Boy, thank you for calling first time caller. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What about you?
Boy, we're awesome. We're awesome. Go ahead.
Okay, so I find that sometimes some of us women are biased. Main reason why. This man was buying you flowers. He was buying you lunch, bringing it to work for you.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure you was engaging in conversations.
And
for the man to reach the point to take you to a guest house, that means the conversation was going to be sexual.
Thank you very much. Caller, before you continue, I was just telling C4 that off air.
Yeah,
I was just telling C4 that C4, it could have been the conversations before.
Yes, I was. In order for that to reach to a guest house, that means that conversation was going to sexual or something of that sort. Now, to me, I've been honest in realistic situations. A lot of us women, when we talking to a man, we make a man get riled up. We tell him we're going to go out with him. We want to have a good time. And then it reached to a point that the man book a guest house. You know that because I'm pretty sure in the conversations he told you that. And then you see, you know what, I'm not putting myself in that again. And then you just change your mind and call your friend and tell them to come with you.
Mm-hmm.
You all know you was having this conversation. You'll never stop to say, you know what, I don't want to have this conversation again. I don't want to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be mutual friends or nothing of that sort. But the fact is she take her friend with her to this event or wherever it is. This man basically planned out his whole day for you.
Of course.
To spend time with you, and this is what you're
doing.
Now, I've been honest with you too. A lot of us women, that's how some of us get our money. Because some of us would go on a date with this person, sleep with them on the first date, being realistic women, and then at the end of the day, sometimes 9-10 years, they still with the person, we've been realistic.
Yeah,
so that's my tip.
Kola, before you go, so Kola, she was wrong to bring the friend, that's one. Hello?
Yeah.
She was wrong to bring the friend. That's one, right? She was wrong. But
definitely.
All right. Should he be given another chance?
I definitely think he should be given another chance, because in order for his mind to go that way, they had to have some type of conversation for him to think like that.
Okay. So what should be his next move, Cora?
I really think he should go to the young lady, apologize about his demeanor and the behavior, and start over fresh. You go to the young woman, the two of y'all get some time, y'all sit down, y'all talk about what happened, what y'all didn't like and what she did not like. Basically, the conversation, find out where the misunderstanding took place, and then try it out again.
Kuala, you've been on first dates, right? You've been on very first dates.
Beg your pardon?
You've been on first dates, right?
Yes, I have.
Did you feel excited?
Sometimes.
What? So if you wanna,
sometimes. Main reason why is because I'm somebody. I don't get engaged in sexual conversations on a first date. And then on top of
but
it,
Kuala,
some of them are pushy. Some of them will tell you certain things that you do not like. Some of them will tell you, oh, I like to see you. You have big boobs or something of that sort. That's a turn off for me already, Iowa.
Right.
From time you tell me that, block and delete.
How would you stop them if you are already on the date?
Mm. Beg your pardon?
If you are already on the date with the individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
How would you prevent that from happening?
Well, what? To be honest,
what would you do?
I don't even know.
Yeah. Would you tell him stop, or would you tell him you don't want to talk about it?
Well, I'll be honest. I'll pull them aside and I'll say, you know, we're having fun. Let's just try and enjoy the time naturally and see where it leads.
All right. So you don't like guys being pushy?
No, we do not. But the good thing about it, we as women, we always have our vex money. Always.
Always?
Always.
You're not spending. You're not supposed to spend that, you know. I was supposed to spend that vexed money.
No, Iowa. That's not how it works. If you come and ask me out, then you are expecting to spend. If I ask you out, I am expected to spend. That's how it goes.
Well, then I saw a whole other show. Because you see that thing there, not because I ask you out, I have to spend money alone, eh? But we'll talk about that on another show. But thank you very much, first time caller. I appreciate you. 4523046 is the number to call. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. Again, the number 4523046. Very interesting contributions. I like this last caller. You know, you have to be honest and straight up. Say exactly what it is that is on your mind. And again, ladies, you already should not do us that. Tell him, oi, you know, be clear as to what are we going to do on this date. I mean, I know this particular caller wants to say, date.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we have to find different ways to date. We have to find different ways to do things. If you're going to be dating a whole lot, you don't want to be on any boring dates.
Right.
You know? So you have to find ways to make them dates exciting and fun. Will he get another chance? Is she into him? Did he do the right thing? He hasn't spoken to her in over a week, according to what I'm seeing on the letter. It's over a week. And she ain't called him. He said, ever since that happened, I check on her once to ask her if she's okay. She replied. And then after that, they ain't speak yet. It is over a week already. Paddy, why she ain't check you yet? Why hasn't she contacted you? What is going on? You know, and if you're very serious about her, bro, maybe you should try to find out. And it says a lot about this guy. It says a lot about this guy. The fact that he has sent a flower. Fellas, do you do that? Fellas, still do that? Send people flowers.
I mean, some guys do.
I mean, it's your anniversary anything. But Casa, you dating a girl, you'll never go out, you know? And then you're sending her flowers? Oh, man, bro. Oh, very romantic guy. And that's the way it should be done, you know. I'm into sending flowers. I don't know why he's sending it, but, you know. I'm into sending flowers and being romantic. I'm not sure if women are really into these things these days, you know, receiving flowers and that sort of thing. I don't know whether or not they like that sort of thing, you know. But it says a lot about you, bro. You're a loving guy. You love. And there you are. You're out with a woman that you want. Ladies, y'all don't understand, you know. We out with you and we want you. So you're not paying attention to the guy. You're watching him. You're not observing. You're out whole night. You stand up by a girl, the next girl there. That's a run after your friend. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm coming back and talk to you. Let me go and spend some time. You know, he brought us out and things. You know, let me go and spend some time with him. We might have danced. Nothing. Zero. Mama. According to C4, I was leaving you all day.
Yeah, man. Nah, movie.
Yeah,
I haven't paid any bill.
Are you not paying any bill?
Let me just go be about that.
What?
Yeah.
Ladies, that's just so unfair. I mean, I could tell you, if I was in this guy's position, I would have been torn. You know? I don't know, boy. I don't know. We all need to take these things into consideration. Mm. How you'll treat us.
I don't think... From what the last caller said, she said that's the first time they went out. But I don't think that's the first time they're probably meeting up too. So that was a deliberate move from that girl.
Yeah, maybe they could have. Yeah.
Because if it's the guy bringing you flowers, the guy bringing you lunch, that's not your first encounter.
He's sending her flowers. He's sending her flowers. He's bringing her lunch.
Obviously, they've been seen. Yeah, they've been seen each other.
That's the first time they've gone out. Well, not together. I mean, I could say together, but not alone. You know. Poor, that must have been painful.
No, I'm just trying to figure out why would she actually bring the friends there.
Because she had nothing else to happen. She wicked. She wicked. I'm just wicked. Are you wicked? Yeah. Yeah, man. What? If you do not trust him, don't go anywhere with him.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that if you didn't trust him, why would he be accepting flowers and his lunch in the first place?
It's easy work.
If the guy is that bad, they claim to say that the guy is that bad. Like, you know, the man have intentions.
Unless she was saying to him, let me tell you something. Why are you selling me flowers? What's that about? You know? Well, I hope that's not the case.
I don't think so, because she accepted the date. And she reminded him that we are still on twice.
Yes.
So that don't make any sense. People.
You're right.
Yeah, that make no sense.
And then you're choosing to bring people with you.
Yeah. Oh, we can't drive my lab glass. Yeah, that's what she did.
Perhaps she knew what the plans were. And she decided not to go along with it by bringing somebody else.
Yeah, but she could have
getting somebody else involved. And against C4, she could have simply said,
No,
I'm not going.
Yeah. That's just what it is.
Boy, see what I said to you, I mean, as a man, I'm going to be very honest there. I've been on some first dates, and I get very excited. I'm excited.
Yeah, it happens.
Hey! I mean, if you know what we call it? A fresh.
Yeah, but if, okay, that's just naturally how men are. I mean, if you're going out on a date for a woman, you're expecting certain things, you know, because that's the person you like.
Yeah.
You want to be with the person. So you make plans, you're expecting night to go a certain way. If it doesn't, then it doesn't then, but, you know. Sometimes the man's intention wasn't even ready, but the man just plan ahead just in case. You know what time you live in the club. Sometimes you leave the club all certain times in the morning. We just being real, eh, M.A.C.?
Yeah.
We leave certain times in the morning, we go answer a phone. I guess us go answer a phone at 3 o'clock in the morning if something had to go down.
Everybody home already. Everybody in the room.
Okay.
Everyone in their room.
But I mean, but of course, guys, that's what big people do. When big people go out, they expect to have fun. They expect
you
to have
fun. You and your friend plans. Boring dates. The two of you are two boring dates. Let me tell you, two boring dates. You might come out with two girls. Two boring dates, you know. Wow.
Yeah.
Let me see.
And I says, I think he was generally trying to get to know her because he wanted to dance. You know, he wanted to get a bit more comfortable around him.
Yes,
because that was his set. You know, he just maybe plan ahead, He put that in the letter.
No, and he blocked that.
Yeah, they blocked
they
that.
They blocked that clean, completely. Yeah. See that friend there? And that friend knew her role.
Yeah.
The friend, she knew her role, boy. You know? She knew she did not have to leave that girl's side at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And she stayed there. My woman, are you wicked? You're wicked. You have to move a little. You have to say, okay, you know what? You have to feel sorry for the man and say,
well, let me see what that man go do. Let me see what really the intentions of that man is.
Yeah.
So let me just give them a little space.
Yeah. Give them a little space. Give him a little dance. Give him a go and give him nothing. Jeez and prep, boy. Why,
for me. She'll give back to me. Everybody not strong move for me too, man.
Yeah. Oh, wow, man. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to accept the invitation, make it clear.
Yeah.
What is going to happen? Can I bring a friend? Let him ask you why or whatever. But discuss it.
Yeah.
Don't just do that. According to a caller, who does that?
If you don't feel comfortable, just say, well, boy, you know what? I don't feel comfortable going out if you're alone, so I bring in my friend.
And then the next thing, he calls and see for, with the advent of the technology, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, you know, and these things. These people must have had conversations.
Yeah.
Before, because he said he's been trying. He's been trying for a long time. For months, he said. Look at that, months. Because I tried so hard for months, Rankin. You say yes, and you bring somebody. I mean, you just wanted to go out. You just wanted to go out. You didn't want to spend time with this guy.
All right. Why just say so?
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that. That is so unfair. That is so not right. I don't even know what to tell my partner, but I'm not in the business of telling fellas
what to do.
Give up on the people that they want. Give up on the people that you're really interested in. Bro, if you are interested in her, I ain't telling you give up, because I probably person telling me give up on a girl I want. You can't tell me that. I don't want to hear that. That's not what I want.
Right.
I could tell you, give her some time, bro. Give her some time. Give her time. Communicate. Communicate still. I mean, you saw what went on. I think you also need to ask why this happened to you. So maybe you could, you know, decide from there what you want to do. Really ask her why. Why did you bring somebody with you? And then listen to her. Give her time to respond. Pay attention. New design. She might tell you, you know what, boy, I was afraid or whatever, this, that, and the other. But give her time. Give her time to respond. And then, fellas, I don't think it is a smart thing to do to go ahead and which I don't think that is what happened there, because I think you must have had a conversation, and that conversation, the direction, it must have gone in that direction, which is why you decided to book guest house and them kind of thing. Fellas are crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think guys are mad enough. Well, they may not see that, but you know. But get to know exactly what will happen on that night before you go about spending your money doing these things. Proper communication. Proper communication. Fellas. Alright? Paddy, I wish you all the best. I hope you get through. I hope you get what you want, buddy. Whatever it is that you want, I hope you get it. All right? I remember when Let Last started in 2007, 2008.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 2007, 2008. Mainly women writing Let Liner. Because the fellas didn't used to write Let Liner. For some reason, the guys would not. For years, every time I get a letter, woman, women. And I realize these days, boy.
More fellas writing
letter. Yeah, man.
Tired as stone.
Yeah, man. The fellas are now letting it out. And I am so happy because people need to know what some men go through or what us men go through. And I think it is really, really unfair, ladies. So a man to go all out, you know, to cater to you and for you to do him that kind of thing, as you could have said to him, no, find out what his intentions. And I think you knew what was about to happen when you decided to bring a friend. You know? I mean, that is so unfair, sir. Fellas, keep doing your thing. Treat them well. Don't mistreat them. Don't beat them. Don't abuse them. Let's love them. Give them love.
All right.
Give them love. That's why they're there. Give them love. Love them, fellas. Don't beat them. You know? Keep doing the right thing. No matter what. And you did the right thing. I would have taken all of them out too. See, but wouldn't you have taken all of them out?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, okay, you all want to go out. All right, let me go. Because at that
I'll point... I'd be disappointed, of course, but I wouldn't show it as much like you as it did. Thing, yeah.
You know? You the know? Girls want the girl. He said so, at some point in the letter there, the girl was trying to get him involved in the conversation.
Yeah, I think at a certain point that he actually really... Like, he really brought out his intentions, which was really wrong.
Yeah, by showing his emotion.
Because sometimes, you know, like, sometimes women do certain things.
To test you.
Just to test you, right? To see what kind of person you really are. And it could be that point where she just say, like, okay, well, let me make a plan with my friend to see what really made you really on. You know, just, I'm not saying what she did was correct, eh? But I'm just saying, like, you know, just to see.
What really made
good. Yeah, what made really about. Like, you know, because, you know, some people just come good. And then 2 days in your new relationship with them fellas, and fellas get what they want and they move. There are some people that do that, right? So she probably just said, like, let me test that man to see what I really want. And he, you know, if maybe fall for the trap though.
Yeah, and see, but having said that, Paddy, it could have been a good opportunity for you to get to know her friends, listen to them.
Exactly.
Listen to them, get involved in the conversation, fellas. You know how to speak to them. And we have a problem with that too. Communication.
Yeah.
Proper, effective communication. You know, saying exactly what you want. Sometimes, getting your point
even across. That too, sometimes, you know, this plan could have gone the way you wanted it to if you had just played his cards right.
Yeah. And fellas, we need to know how to say what it is that we want to say, to articulate your thoughts and get them to understand exactly what you want. You know, some of us really don't know how to do that.
I'm off long whole night, you chips in, so the girl doesn't
see herself. None of that to me already, C4, boy. You look chips, I chips, I see four, boy.
The girl, obviously, the girl module change.
My head down whole night, you see. My head down whole night. I vex. You know, I fold my arms in, and I chips it, chips it, chips, 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 whole night, you see. Good eye again is good, so.
That's me, so. But you just have to know how to. If you have it, you have it. You can improvise any plan. Yeah. You can.
Yes.
You
yes.
can. You just have to be patient.
All right. Thank you very much. Let me go back to the platform quickly before we say goodbye. And this one rings. Sorry. Let's see. Okay, all right. Let's go. All right. I'm trying to. It says read more. Okay. All right. Let me go. This one is a bit lengthy. I'm going to read it in its entirety. There we go. We keep missing the proper communication factor between the sexes. We've been assuming that they may have had explicit conversation, and they may very well have had those. But are we saying because that's the slant I got? And they may very well have had those, but are we saying, because that's the slant I got, that because he sent flowers and brought lunch, that's an indication that the guest house preparation was inevitable? What is going on? If you send a girl flowers and she accepts them, she should be ready to bust everything wide open? Let me know, answer that, or that's rhetorical. The guy planned his guest house escapade by himself. If she knew she was guest house bound and accepted the assignment, there would be no friends at the meetup. A lot of men are delusional. You respond affirmatively to chivalry. You're their woman. SMH. Men, please ensure that you're sure of what is happening before you plan and leave your head by yourself.
Come on now.
A word to the wise is sufficient.
Nah. I wouldn't say that I like that. I wouldn't say like that because... That's, okay, let's say for instance, you meet a woman for the first time and you tell her, well, that's after we go out, we can go to the guest house. That's a turn-off. She would take it as a turn-off. You understand where I'm coming from, right?
Yeah.
She would take it as a turn-off.
There are some girls that like it straight up. Tell me what you want.
Oh, yeah, well, he probably didn't know the girl I like that, so he probably do his thing secretly, then maybe if... He was maybe hoping if something happened, yeah. You know.
Let's make something happen.
Yeah.
Let's make something happen. Make something happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Rankin, she too wicked. She too wicked, Rankin. The man looking for a relationship and she bring a situationship to steal on a date. Drop her. Let's make something happen. Boy, mate, lose out on a 2-4-1, Rankin. Lose out on a 2-4-1. Ranking that woman to wicked. Men alone, that woman won. All. What? Is he kind of girls that everybody describe them girls as one kind of. They ain't know how to appreciate good man. Tell me, it's God that put a hand and bless him there. That girl, a good ranking. Flush that. The man not beating them and giving them black eye, that is the kind of man they want. All them women the same. Go come back and say all men are dogs. All right? Really? I was spilling a drink on the friend by accident, Rankin.
See, boy, yeah, chicks, see, boy. Yeah. Yeah, chicks, boy. Chicks, chicks.
Boy, Rankin, I went on a first date with a beautiful lady once. Everything was in place for a great night. However, the girl brought her mother along without telling me. Dread, I free up drinks and food all night. And she never saw me that after that again. But you see, some fellas would never go back there. But he has contacted her to check on her to see how she's doing. All right, she replied. And after that, nothing again. It's a week already. The friend should have collected the man. Story end. The lady did not trust the man and intended on eating his money. Eat man money. Nah, man. We agreed to go on our own little vibes online. You're bringing endless friends along. Them kind of woman, zero ranking. No time wasted on this kind of tricky woman, Papa. Next, as men, we must stand our ground and not allow them levels of disrespect from women. I personally would say no to her and good night. We are grown-ups here, not little children in primary school. That's plain puppy show and dishonesty from too many of these women, ranking. Learn to tell them no, walk away and never look back, fellas. Wow. Yeah, my ladies. You need to really, really stop that, eh? Tell him no, you're not going. Tell him no. Don't do these, don't play these games. You're bringing a friend. You know, and the friend don't have money. So that means he might have to buy drinks. You know, the partner say that you have to buy food, you free up drinks and food all night. And most times they expect you to spend. Huh. Anyway. The caller ordered to the girl to tell her that he would be taking her to the guest house also. I agree. He had to state his intentions up front, hence his disappointment. Take note of the sequence of his wording in the letter. I book a guest house because I know I wanted to get that girl. I wanted to get it good. Kudo. All right. Hey, guys. I'm a woman and some women too biased. At first caller, just like the girl. If she did not want, I would say no. She didn't want to go out and say no, but she said yes, and even called twice to confirm. Yes, she called twice.
Yeah, but that's what's really puzzling, you know.
Yes. She could have stipulated that it's just an outing. She not a child. While on the date, she could have talked and see where the vibe was leading, and at least let the guys see the guest house part out or in. But at least she could have known. But she bring a friend. And without even telling the guy. That would be my last outing with her. If I were the guy. Chups. A lot of them like free ride. and drinks, and that's why they agree to go out with guys. That's why they agree to go out with guys. They see that interested in them. Every other teeth in front of their mouth should come out, Runkin.
Oh, Lord.
The guy want to see you, not you and your friend. He should have left both of them there and go. All right? Hey, guys, that girl is a tetchupom. Man money she eating, Runkin. Agreeing to go out and bringing friends along guarantees her free drinks and outing without giving up anything. People making excuses, but the guy was chasing her for months before she agreed to go out. She called twice to remind him and gave the time. So what's she afraid of? What made her believe the guy would hurt her? Even though he booked guest house and the girl didn't want to go, he would not force her. She knew she didn't want the guy like that, but she wanted ride and free drinks to go and from a fete to go to and from a fete she wanted to go to. You, I like the man. Don't go out with you. I like the man. Don't go out with him. It's so men does hurt them. It's wrong, but that's something to vex someone. Well, I don't know, Runkin. Mate, I live in nowhere, man. How is guess how mate want to bring the woman? Hey, partner, you sounding well swift there. You catch on to you, bro. She catch on to you, bro. So she brings Secure St. Lucia to make sure you ain't get no ideas. I bet you the friend was ugly and her face hard and sour. Once you see ugly friend coming along, play nice. You go get a second chance. That's the tricks, Runkin, for the first date.
You see what I was saying, right? You see what I was saying, right?
That's what you were saying?
Yes. It could be a test. And he failed.
Maybe this a madman, Runkin, your first date and you don't book a guest room. Why not play it cool until she gives in? But why a guest room and not your home, bro? Anytime a girl is uncomfortable, she will bring a friend. Women don't do that.
There's a lot of reasons maybe.
Why, Runkin, that exact thing happened to me. I had a date and she brought along a friend. Well, I spent one quarter of the night with the date and end up spending the rest of the night with the friend. She wrong for that, Runkin. She wrong for that. Oi, shooting him. Mate was too fast thinking first date. He go knock. But one time, mate would say the girl too easy because he knocked first date. Guy said that was a smart girl and mate was too immature and too damn fast. Oi, any nice girl, I go pass it too fast. Facts. All right? And let me see. I think that's about it. Thank you very much, listeners. C4 Boy, thank you. Marine. Those of you who called, thank you very much. First time callers. Thank you, Marine. According to my partner, Boy Ezra. Those of you who listen and you do not call, you already need to stop that. You already need to stop that. You need to find a way to call. Call Letla. Letla is for everyone, people. And remember, you don't have to agree with us. You just have to call and tell us what you think about the Letla. I want to say a big thank you to the author of this afternoon's Letla, partner. I hope you get what you're looking for, and I hope you get what you want. Thank you for writing Letla. Letla and RCI, our friends in the chat room, Facebook, thank you. Friends on WhatsApp, thank you very much for your messages as well. All right? Letla and RCI is brought to you with the kind compliments of Fruit CC Moss and Access. Thank you, Marine. Thank you again, C4.